morning from St. Matthew, of the need to put into practice the love that has been shown to us by the manner in which we love our brothers and sisters. We live today in an age that is extremely contentious. The violence that is perpetrated against the innocent and the guilty, the violence that is perpetrated as a means of reconciliation, the violence that is done both physically and spiritually, is seemingly out of control. People use violence, attacks upon one another in word and in deed, as a means of expressing themselves, and it seems to be growing worse with each passing day. And so what is our response to all of this? Most especially when there is at times a legitimate righteous anger toward the things of the world or the things of Holy Mother Church, especially when at times we find ourselves assailed and attacked, our response might be in kind to do the exact same thing. We know that we are required to turn the other cheek. That is certainly clear. But the Lord also reminds us it is not just about what we do indeed. It also is that which is in our hearts. We need to constantly be in a posture of reconciliation and peace, striving for a unity and harmony that is only forged in the mystery of our Lord and Savior. I will freely admit myself most guilty oftentimes of a rash judgment, a harsh judgment against those who have abandoned the practice of the faith, or an anger and a frustration at the lack of leadership that exists in the church. I allow that indignation to boil up in such a way that I am then guilty of a gross lack of charity and a hardness of heart. In the way that I have been failed, I am sure I have failed others. And as I seek God's reconciliation and mercy, I must be willing to bestow that same reconciliation and mercy upon others as well. This is not an easy task. And as I have said repeatedly to you, this has never been an easy task. If we embark on the project of living our Catholic faith, somehow assuming that it will simply be something that we can fold in to the rest of our lives, we will already be unsuccessful in doing so. We must allow the fullness of the faith in the mysteries that we celebrate to permeate every aspect of who we are. St. Peter rather reminds us in his exhortation that we must be like-minded in prayer, compassionate, merciful, reserved, humble, never rendering evil for evil or abuse for abuse, but instead rendering blessing, most especially upon those who may not necessarily be worthy of that blessing. But we certainly aren't worthy of the blessings that God gives to us, and yet indeed that is precisely what he does. And if our Heavenly Father, who at times we offend by the seriousness of our own sinfulness, willingly and joyfully forgives us, can we then behold that same forgiveness of others as well? In order for the world to be one in Christ, that oneness must be manifest among all of us here, not only in what it is that we do when we gather to pray together Sunday after Sunday, or for some of us day after day, but a union that is also manifested in our hearts, whereby we truly seek to love our brothers and sisters, most especially those who by their actions, their words, their deeds, may have rendered themselves unlovable. But ultimately, that is not for us to decide. The only thing that is set before us is to place aside any judgments that we may have that lead to a harshness of heart. Not that we are not able to make good judgments, but never allow our judgments to turn into an anger that turns into a hatred or a bitterness that somehow then separates us one from another instead of bringing us closer in the mystery of our Lord. The world is arrayed against us. The world does not want to see us be successful in any of the aspects of our Catholic life. But this has always been the case. It might be a little bit more difficult for us in the age in which we live because we confront not only hatred but indifference. But the Church has endured, has thrived, and overcome, most especially in those times of sacrifice, persecution, precisely because she has endured them with the most profound charity. And as our Lord did from the cross, so we will do the same. Forgive those who offend us and pray for those who persecute us. And so in truth, brothers and sisters, if you are aware today of someone to whom you need to be reconciled, someone whom you need to seek forgiveness from, or someone whose forgiveness you need to accept. As you approach the altar of sacrifice to receive the living God yet again, make a firm amendment to open yourselves up to that reconciliation, to bestow that mercy upon those who need it. As you bring yourself as gift to the altar of God, constantly be in a posture of seeking oneness with each other because of the oneness that we have in Christ, who binds and holds us all together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.